This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The wrong kind of turnaround.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, hello, I'm Bill Radke. Later this morning, the government reports on the trade deficit for the month of June. It's been shrinking lately, but that might be about to change. Economists expect to hear the trade deficit grew by as much as 10%. Marketplace's Elisa Roth tells us why and what it means.
One thing is responsible for the growing trade deficit, and it probably sounds pretty familiar. Jay Bryson is an economist at Wells Fargo.
You know, the higher oil prices that, you know, we saw between May and June.
Though the prices are still a lot lower than they were a few years ago. When oil prices are high, we have to spend a lot more money to import it. Overall, though, the trade deficit's actually been getting much smaller over the last few years. And Bryson says the recession has made it even smaller.
We've seen a collapse in imports, and that reflects just the very weak U.S. economy. When people aren't spending as much as they did before, part of that spills over to imports.
So we're not buying as much as we were from other countries, but they're still buying stuff from us, things like airplanes and raw materials. And that's helped keep the economy going, albeit slowly. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
The Federal Reserve ends its two-day policy meeting today. It's expected to keep the key interest rate down near zero. Any suspense has more to do with what the Fed will say about the economy and about how much it will keep buying up debt. World stocks are mixed. Major European markets higher by about 0.5%. Asian stocks tanked. Hong Kong down 3%. Shanghai down more than 4%. Wall Street suffered its worst day in over a month yesterday. The S&P 500 was off 1.25%, back down below that 1,000 level. The NASDAQ and Dow were off more than 1%, with the Dow losing 96 points, finishing up at 9,241. The world's largest food and drink company reported a more than 2% drop in profit this morning for the first half of the year. This is the first decline for Nestle in 6 years. From London, Christopher Wirth reports.
One area where the company was hardest hit is bottled water. That's where Nestle gets about 10% of its sales. Apparently, people drink less Perrier in a recession. Sales were worst hit in Europe, but stronger in the Americas and Asia. But Andreas von Arx, a food industry analyst at Helvea in Zurich, says sales were still growing in other areas of the company.
I wouldn't see it, you know, that negative. I mean, what you have is you have certain categories not doing as good, of course, as they did in the past. The relatively weaker categories at the moment are water and nutrition businesses.
Nestle's nutrition brands include Ginny Craig and Gerber Baby Foods. How soon those names perform better remains to be seen. But Nestle is also struggling with the strength of the Swiss franc to other currencies, while American companies like Kraft and Hershey are profiting from the weakness of the U.S. dollar. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
The city of Atlanta wrapped up a five-day mortgage clinic yesterday, matching homeowners with counselors and lenders. They held it in a convention center. Attendance was 25,000 people. They had to turn folks away yesterday. It's called the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America's Save the Dream Tour. It's been traveling across the South and Midwest, and it'll head to California and Arizona this fall.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
Did you know about 1 in 10 Americans took a second job last year? And that number is expected to double this year? From Los Angeles, Lenora Chu reports that moonlighting has become a way of life in this economy.
Victoria Coulter has a 2-decade career as a graphic designer. But when the downturn hit, her corporate clients started scaling back, and so did her lifestyle.
What I was taking as a draw from my design business was not really paying down the bills quickly enough.
So she picked up a second job.
Do you want a large chicken or a small one?
A small one.
Okay.
Every weekend morning, she heads over to a farmer's market in West L.A. Dressed in a T-shirt and shorts, she hawks organic, free-range chickens from the back of a white Dodge Ram. She has shopped at the Healthy Family Farms booth for years. One day, she found out they were hiring.
And it didn't even go into my brain. It just came from my heart out through my lips. And I said, oh, I'll do it.
Coulter gets $15 an hour to work the booth. That's a fraction of the $125 an hour she charged to design a corporate annual report. Lucky for her, she says, working the farmer's market is a blast.
So it actually feels really abundant. I feel like I'm making a fortune here.
A recent Career Builder survey found that 1 in 5 Americans is looking for a second job this year. That's twice as many as last year. Career Builder COO Brent Rasmussen.
We're seeing this trend in moonlighting because companies are laying people off, or the potential for the layoff is there. People can understand that.
Career Builder survey also found that 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
That is why people are looking for second jobs, to maintain their current lifestyle and to make sure that they have enough money to pay their bills.
But Coulter cleared one important hurdle. She works for herself. If you're considering a second job, you should first make sure your primary employer does not outlaw moonlighting.
And there you go. Enjoy. Thanks.
Back at the farmer's market, Coulter is bagging a sale. Her repeat customers have become friends, so she looks forward to working on weekends. Another perk of the job, after the shoppers clear out, the vendors barter for goods.
No, I'm not getting health insurance, but I'm getting some really sweet deals on summer vegetables and beautiful peaches and all of that.
So her food budget's gone down by half, which means she has more money to save. In Los Angeles, I'm Lenora Chu for Marketplace.
And finally, when is gaming gambling? Some local NBC affiliates are refusing to run a network show called Face the Ace, in which contestants play poker against professionals. Stations in Houston, Milwaukee, Salt Lake City say, we don't televise gambling. Well, NBC says it's not gambling because the players aren't risking any money. They're just trying to win somebody else's money. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in, and have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.